All right, so we are back with our a recurring guest, third time recurring guest, Tony Sayers, author of a book that I recently read, Are You Living or Just Existing? Tony Sayers has also a website, transcendingtimes.org, and so Tony, we welcome you once again on the show.
Hi, Francesco.
Okay. So, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, so there was an audio glitch for a moment. And and this time I have to say this won't be material for extremely left-brained individuals. and we're going to delve into metaphysical sort of subjects, and but I think they're still useful to understand maybe the reality that we are experiencing and why the world is in such state. I think that will be quite that this information would come in handy. Of course, you know, people are will be free to agree, disagree, or you know, take what resonates with them, and well, so Tony, why don't you introduce sort of this what we are going to talk about in this episode?
Yeah. So what? Yeah, sure, exactly. What are we going to talk about? Yeah. I mean, first of all, I just want to say thank you for inviting me again onto the show, and
no problem. You
for your commitment to what you do. I know it's very tough for us that are walking this path, and it's good to be a veteran of the show now with three appearances, so I try and do it credit.
Well, you just might become a regular, so watch out.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine by me. But, yeah, I mean, where do I start with all this? I was kind of on the similar kind of path as many people, you know, waking up to the corruption, politics. Then I got onto the spiritual, natural law, Mark Passio kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Thought I had it all sussed out. Thought I knew what the hell was going on, or had some kind of take on it. And then I just got thrown a massive curveball, which has led me completely down another rabbit hole in which it's really what I see is getting to the crux of the problem of what we face. So I guess a good place to start would be at the beginning, when you might appreciate this story, Francesco. Maybe I already spoke to you about it before. For listeners, we were just speaking off air that Francesco's actually managed to get through to one of his friends who's a soldier or a soul dyer, and prevented them from joining the military, which was great. So my story with this starts similar in the fact that I, about 2 years ago, put a video out aimed at the military, basically saying that they weren't heroes and what they're doing abroad, fighting for paedophiles to get richer, was nothing other, was certainly not heroic. And I went to bed that night, and then I woke up in the morning, and I had this video went viral. It went out to about 40,000 people, and I had about 5 or 6 death threats in my inbox as well, pictures of snipers, and it got into military circles, and they weren't too happy with me. Even though they fight for my freedom of speech when I speak, sure. They don't like it. Yeah, so they fight for
your freedom to burn the flag.
Yeah, exactly. They fight for my freedom to agree with what they do, which when you don't agree, you know, apparently. So anyway, this went on, and it was a really, you know, I don't really do fear, but it was a little bit, wasn't very nice, to put it bluntly. But what happened from there just led me on this huge journey. And in a way, I'm kind of grateful, because it's weird, because at the time I was kind of putting out to the universe that, I felt like I was beating the same drum every day. And I was like, oh, you know, I will do this if I have to. But it would be nice, universe, if you could give me something else to do, because I'm getting a little bit bored of telling people that, you know, government's authority, you're free when you're born, politicians are liar, you know, if you're a good person, then, you know, you're going to get good things happen to you, and you're going to help. I was a little bit bored of playing that record. So
yeah.
Anyway, following on from this this incident, as the days and weeks progressed, I felt my energy really get quite dense. And it was interesting to me, because, you know, physically and emotionally, mentally, I was in a really good place beforehand. And I felt that it was linked to this attack from the military. And what I've since found out is about psychic attacks. And I don't know if you're aware, but when you have a thought like you hate someone or you want them to die, that's actually a psychic attack that sticks to that other person's energy field. So you can imagine I had like 40,000 soldiers all hating on me.
No, that must not be pleasant.
No, it wasn't. But I could feel it energetically. Yeah. I could feel it on myself. And so I tried everything. I went on detoxes. I was doing meditations, clearing. And then I went to see one energy healer, and I ended up feeling worse. And then eventually I was approached by a lady on my Facebook called Abigail Patman. And she said to me, look, I'm getting this information come through, it might help you. And I was like, well, what is it? And she's like, well, you know, we I'm finding a lot of overlays and etheric overlays and AI and stuff that's kind of been put on us in the etheric, obviously not 3D. We're talking 4D here, just outside our visible light. Obviously, there's a lot more going on that we can see that we can't see in the same space. The likes of David Icke has spoken about this. And I was like, well, tell me more then. And she's like, well, one of the overlays are the chakras. And I was like, well, what you're saying? What are you saying about the chakras? She said, well, basically they're false overlays, and they act as plugs that allow entities and interdimensionals to lock in and feed on our emotions, our sexual energy, our low vibrational energy, and drain us. And she said that, you know, by removing these overlays and the chakras, which is really only very, very tiny part of the whole body of work, you kind of regain your energy. Your energy is not decompartmentalized anymore, because if you think about it, why does essence energy need to be decompartmentalized? Why do you need to keep balancing essence energy? You know, surely essence energy just flows, right? I was someone that had worked with chakras. I'd done Reiki and I'd, you know, helped train people on that. So I was like, whoa, this is a big curveball for me. And my mind's open to anything, right? But I thought about it and I thought, do you know what? It wouldn't surprise me. Would not surprise me. And then I kept getting the image of, you know, the first scene in The Matrix where all those humans are in pods.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And they're plugged in. And
yeah,
I thought,
exactly.
This is what we're dealing with. This and just the whole thing resonated with me at such a deep level. And that's how I base my decisions in life and where I go and what I do. It's how I feel about something. I try not to stay in the head brain, which is all about logic and reason. We have our belly brain, which is a lot more intuitive and in tune with ourselves. So yeah. I just felt that that she was onto something, and I did a little bit more research into it, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to go for it. I was so desperate as well. I thought, it can't be worse than how I'm feeling now. So anyway, she worked on me, and next day I was clear as a bell. I'm not joking you. This thick soup that I was walking in, it just upped and left.
Okay. And who was she? A healer?
Yeah, she's an energy healer, and she's a channeler as well. Now, before people go, well, that's a bit woo-woo, you know, we're constantly channeling. We're channeling our higher selves.
Okay.
We live in a multi-dimensional reality. So
That's for sure. I mean, I think that's undeniable at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, don't get me wrong, there are some channelers out there that are dealing with false white light. These deceivers are still in 4D, deceiving some channelers. They're partly through the chakras. But there's also people that can channel good stuff as well. And so I was skeptical about the whole thing, but it was only because she'd done this work on me, and I just could not believe it. I was like, I cannot believe that I've been feeling so rough and so drained, and you know, I had my social anxiety was through the roof. I didn't really suffer from that, you know, and it just all lifted, and I was like, wow. So then obviously my next train of thought, being you know, someone who exposes all this stuff, is like, if that's true, and I think it is, because I've got evidence, my own physical body and how I feel emotionally, blah blah blah, first of all, that is a huge, huge lie that needs to be exposed. And it's like, that has landed on my plate. What do I do with it? So anyway, I said, look, you know, this is really good what you're getting. I'm really interested to find out more. And she said, well, look, you know, I'll come over. She was in Thailand and I was in Cambodia. So yeah, you know, we're talking about the next country along from each other. Mm-hmm. So anyway, she came over and she showed me what she had, and it just blew my mind. You know, we are overlaid on just so much. I made a video on it today on YouTube. So for example, where the Kundalini energy is overlaid. I mean, I've never felt right about Kundalini anyway. I mean, it's the serpent energy, right? But they've an overlay, just so for listeners that don't, an overlay is like a net where they can basically harness energy and harvest it, or manipulate things. So we're overlaid on our Kundalini. So when people are going off and having Kundalini awakenings, they're harvesting that energy. We're overlaid on our right brain, to keep us locked into the left brain, because obviously they want this reality to be very structured, hierarchical, patriarchal. If humans open the right side of their brain and start creating, then we're certainly not going to create this reality. So it's very important for them to lock that down. So that's overlaid.
So they also. I imagine this is also have the function to prevent people from reaching, you know, balance from right brain and left brain. They need to be, pretty much everything needs to be in balance. So I guess this prevents balance from being obtained by people.
Absolutely, it prevents the holistic, left and the right brain merging into one, which activates the neocortex.
So, if you don't mind, can you describe a little more what were you feeling when you had this, when you received these threats, after you received these threats, because people, might say, well, you just let these things, I mean, rightly so, because death threats are not pleasant. you let those things got into your head, so to speak, and you
placebo. Are you talking about placebo effect?
Maybe.
It's fine. It's a good question, and it's one that we need to ask. I mean, was it a placebo effect? All I can say to you is, I tried everything, and I'd already seen one energy healer. So, if I was going to get a placebo off an energy healer, I would have probably got that off the first one, but I didn't.
I was talking about, maybe some people that are more skeptical about the whole thing will say, well, you just let those things get, very much into your head, and then you suffer physically as a result of it. But it's nothing to do with the,
I mean, of course, physically having death threats, it's going to affect my nervous system. It's going to affect me emotionally. And I'm not denying that. It was very unpleasant to receive those messages. And, I'm not generally someone that does fear. But, you do question yourself. Are these people, because I was going back to the UK shortly, I was like, these people are going to come and find me. And there was an element of that. But I wasn't consumed by fear. It never consumed me.
So it was something. It was something more than that. It went deeper than that.
It was
so
energetic. The people that only see it on a physical level are not considering that we exist on a multidimensional level, because they're not taking into effect that a thought form or a thought that you have about someone can create a psychic and energetic attack on another person. So they're kind of stuck in 3D, because if you're just going to view it simply as a physical thing, then you're not going to understand the whole picture. You've really got to grasp that this is a multidimensional reality. We're very close to 4D, and that humans are basically, as David Icke talks about, we're basically blind as to what we can see going on around us. So it depends on how open-minded you are, whether or not you're going to be able to grasp the concept of what's going on here. Someone that's anchored just in the fact that they think that this is 3D and there's nothing else out there, and energy doesn't exist and it's all hocus pocus is not going to get what I'm saying. So we're talking energy here basically.
Yeah, no, I mean, sure. I was just, you know, trying to, you know, get into in the skeptic mindset of, you know, people. But I think for one, it's undeniable, as we said, that we don't live in the 3D, you know, reality that we are experiencing is, you know, it's not all. It's not the whole thing, you know, by any stretch. So.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I mean, it's a good question. Yeah, there would certainly be people that would you know, would question that. So it's the right thing to ask.
So basically, also about, you know, AI. AI mm-hmm. has a role to play in all this.
Oh yeah,
they can
massively.
So can you talk about, you know, what are sort of these entities and how they relate to mm-hmm. what has been pushed even, you know, these days now as artificial with this artificial intelligence?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll take it from the top then from this respect. So the way that we understand it and the information that's coming, and it's not the first way that humanity is actually involved in a soul mill right now. We're being recycled and harvested over and over again to be used as batteries for these entities and energies to feed on, and also for AI to eventually infiltrate. And this is where transhumanism comes into it. Mm-hmm. So effectively what happens is when you die, you go to this false white light where you'll meet a false white light deceiver. And that could be Jesus or Buddha or, you know, someone that you really admired in your physical life. And ignorance doesn't die at death. If you are ignorant in life, then you're going to be ignorant when you die as well. And so what happens is they kind of get you in for a life review and they say, look, Francesco, you know, you were a good guy, but you really hurt this person then and you really hurt that person then. So, do you know what we'll do? We can offer you one more chance to go back down and resolve your karma. We can give you another life down there. And then humans coming from a place of ignorance and being fearful and empathy, because at the end of the day, we don't want to be told that we caused hurt to someone in our physical life. Of course, we jump on that offer and then bang, we're back down in another body for another round on Planet Crazy
That's not comforting.
So then essentially what's happening is we're being, you know, being used again as batteries. And actually one of the overlays we have is on anti-aging. So we're aging. So we're basically aging 70-80 years is nothing for a human, really. And there's reports in Egypt and, you know, Tibetan monks living hundreds and thousands of years. So what they've essentially done is they've overlaid our aging, so we age quicker. So what happens is we give them enough energy in our 60, 70 years to recycle, but we don't ever get enough energy to be truly powerful. And, you know, like some of these people used to do back in the day, when no doubt they could do all kinds of tricks and stuff. So we kind of been just, you know, when you put petrol in your car and you haven't got enough money, so you just give it, maybe you give it like 20 euros just to get you from A to B. so you just get to the place you need to go, but you don't fill it up. And that's kind of what's happening here.
Yeah, well, they give you enough to do your slave duty.
They give you enough to do your 9 to 5 for 50, 60 or even 70 years now in the UK. but what's happening and the way I understand it is this matrix is being amplified from Saturn and then amplified again from the moon. We're in a big computer game. It's holographic and we're all at different levels, and you know, it's, we're all on the journey to complete the game and get out the game totally. And so this is where this work ties in. And yeah, so what was I going to say? So this whole idea, this tradition of reincarnation, where people, it's almost viewed as a good thing. You know, it's not a good thing. It's a soul meal trap. And this is what we're here to break out of. And something interesting, just to add on to that, is that we have two types of souls here right now. So we have a human soul and we have a non-human soul. And the human souls are the souls that have been here for many, many lifetimes, have been recycled over and over again, very disconnected from their essence, very disconnected from their psychic abilities. And you've only got to walk around to see who they are. And they are basically souls that are almost like the walking dead. Their souls have almost been taken, and they've just continually going around. They've been through wars, poverty, famine, over and over again. And then what another type of soul that we have here now, which are being very targeted, are the non-human souls. And these are souls that are volunteered to come here at this time from a place of unconditional love to help with the raising of the vibration of the planet and help with the raising of conscience to end this computer game, to bring down this matrix. And these souls are often very targeted throughout their life. They normally have a tough upbringing. Nothing ever seems to go their way. They even have the ability to birth bump these souls, because on a soul level, you choose your parents. But what is happening is that this matrix has a, I don't know how they do it, but they can see the blueprint of the soul coming into the body. And then at the last minute, they'll bump the soul into a dysfunctional family where perhaps that child suffers abuse, physical, mental, or sexual abuse. Maybe the dad's an alcoholic or the mum's a drug addict. And then so the soul is very traumatized from day one, and then it perhaps turns to drugs or alcohol when it's older, or to crime. And then, you know, maybe it ends up in jail or homeless and just never ends up living out its purpose. And there's many, many souls like that right now. And this is why they're going for the vaccination so heavily right now, because they know that there's these waves of souls coming in that are helping, and they're going for them because they do understand their cosmicness. They do understand their psychic abilities, and they do understand what's going on here. These souls, you probably know if you're one, because you kind of, you know, when you're about 5 or 6 years old, you kind of think, hang on a minute, this is weird. What's going on here? There's people killing animals and eating animals. And, you know, what's these people in suits like saying, telling what people can do with their lives?
Exactly.
So, you know, maybe you can relate to that. So essentially they're being very targeted, and this is what we're here to break down. And AI, you asked how AI have... So I go back to the pods that we're born in the matrix, okay? So this is the plugs, and this is what gets pulled in the sessions, because I actually learned how to do all this because I was so fascinated by it, and I thought, I need to learn how to do all this myself. So we pull the plug on the pod. We're born into a pod. We're actually born into the pods, okay? And then within the pods, we have all these other overlays on us. We have all the AI, we have all the nanotech. So we're not just being fed on by one distorted consciousness. So it's not just reptilians or draconians. We also have, there's a list of them. There's multidimensional warlocks, which are really nasty ones. This is what Jimmy Savile was. We have renounced titans, we have Metastoffels, Pleiadians are involved. There's this whole new age BS about being a Pleiadian. They're involved in it. They want people to think that they're benevolent when actually they're malevolent. We have demons, we have Luciferian energy, we have entities, we have, you know, other people can drain our batteries, energy vampires, vampiric energy. And of course, we have AI that are seeking So there's multiple distorted consciousnesses that all have their own agenda. So with the reptilians and those forms, they need our energy to survive. They need our low vibrational energy to actually exist.
Yep.
And that's obviously why we have so much war and terror and, you know, negative stuff being pumped into this reality constantly, because they need this energy to survive. But then you have AI, and AI actually are using the reptilians and draconians to, they're kind of letting them have their little piece of the cake right now, but actually they've enslaved these beings as well. AI really seems to be towards the top of the tree with this whole manipulation. And AI's end game is obviously they want to get into humans' bodies. And we're seeing that slowly but surely. We had the mobile phones, then we had Bluetooth, then we've got the iPhone.
Wi-Fi wireless, and that's everything.
Wi-Fi wireless, yeah. Then they've got the nanotech, which is coming through on chemtrails, washing powder, washing up liquid, which is literally microscopic robots infiltrating our body, which have the ability to monitor our level of consciousness. And they can also put out our nervous system. And basically they act as GPS tracker as well. I've just written a book on AI. I've just finished it this week, actually. You can find it on Amazon. Just type in my name, Tony Sayers, on Amazon. Yeah, a really important book. It's been in me for a while, that one, and felt like I had to get it out, but I finished it this week. So you can just search up on Amazon for that.
Okay.
So basically what humans are, a massive battery source for many different types of consciousness to feed on. And, you know, what we, I think our last talk was on the New Age deception, and this really plays in a lot, because, you know, people don't want to, I mean, look at how the chakras are presented, for example, you know, lovely rainbow colors, yeah, lotus flowers.
I always knew that they were presented as something, something positive, actually.
So. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, this is stuff that, once again, people don't want to talk about. You know, people don't want the New Age. I mean, the New Age is, I thought, I mean, 2 years ago, I knew the New Age had a lot of deception, but this takes it to a new level. It really does. And there's a lot of people there working with false white light. And again, this is not going to be popular at all, but all these people going off and making a pilgrimage to take ayahuasca and DMT, you know, you're opening yourself up. You are opening yourself up to all this stuff in 4D when you do that. And I think that's part of the propagation of psychedelics. I think, don't get me wrong, you can have good experiences. I have myself. But once you are out of your center, and if you're not in a good place and you open yourself up, you're opening yourself up to a whole load of shit. Mm-hmm. And I have people now come to me for sessions who they've taken ayahuasca on the Friday. A week later, they're getting suicidal thoughts. And what's really interesting is my girlfriend, she was running retreats in Peru, and she started to realize that this was not right. And she was seeing this for herself. But the people in those movements, they don't want to acknowledge it. They want their money for the £300 or £400 retreats.
Oh, sure.
They don't care. They do not care that people are being infiltrated. Same with smoking weed. Anything that lowers your vibration, you know, you are opening yourself up to other energies, especially if you're on the path of truth. They will be waiting for you to come out of your center, literally, and then they will be on you.
Yeah, and these substances and these things, like, you know, marijuana and ayahuasca, psychedelics, they can have. I always advise people, you know, if you don't need them for, you know, healing actual, you know, you haven't got some illness to cure, you know, I suggest, you know, not to use it.
yeah
I mean, I'm not, obviously, we're not talking, you know, state imposed prohibitions and Because that's a whole other agenda is to make people, you know, sick and reliant on this devastating cures that the oil business wants to to give you.
Yeah.
The psychopaths wants to give you that will actually make you worse. But on the other hand, you know, don't take those practices lightly, like taking ayahuasca or smoking marijuana or, you know, cannabis, etc.
Yeah, I mean, even astral travel, there's all this stuff about doing astral travel and lucid dreaming.
What's that because I don't actually know about that.
Well, astral travel is where when you go to sleep, you go out and you're conscious, or that might be lucid dreaming actually, but I tell you, as soon as you go out into 4D, and don't get me wrong, it's not all bad in 4D, but there's a war going on 4D, but as above, so below. What is being manifested here in physical right now has been going on in 4D for a long, long time. And, you know, they're waiting for truthers to go out of their consciousness to infiltrate. And I know because it's happened to me. You know, I've had times where I felt really bad. And when I look back, it was maybe after I had, you know, a joint or something. I don't smoke it anymore because I'm aware now of what's going on. And, you know, all I would say to people is, I mean, personally, I wouldn't touch any of it anymore. I mean, look at alcohol, the word spirits, you know, it's word.
That's for sure, yeah.
Yeah. And gin, I mean, the word gin is the word for a demon in Islam.
Yeah.
And alcohol, that you've got the demonic spirit, Al Ghul.
It's like a demon, a name of a demon.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look. If anyone's look at this drug called Flacker as well. I mean, God, I don't know if you've seen. Have you seen that on YouTube, Francesco?
No. Can you say the name again?
Flacker.
No.
FLACCA. Type that in YouTube. Just type in Flacker drug and look at the people that are taking that. They are completely possessed. And I'm telling you, this stuff is real, and I know from my own experiences, and I know from when I have sessions with people now that see me before they've done stuff like this and then seen me after, and the feeling of clarity and clearness that they have. And so it's a big curveball. It's a big curveball for people to get their heads around. I completely understand that. And I understand it's not what people want to hear. I mean, even sex as well. I mean, sex, God, sex is so powerful. You know, sex has the potential to manifest. Between a loving couple, sex, we have the potential to manifest. We have, we can anchor down essence energy onto this planet with sex between a loving couple. But the kind of sex that's out there now, the promiscuous, low vibrationary sex, is a gateway portal for these entities to get in on people. And when you have sex with someone, you are corded to them for life. Unless you do some kind of energy work on yourself to cut cords, you are corded to them.
And you're transmitting, I imagine you're also transmitting that kind of negative energy with the negative, I mean, you're also transmitting those kinds of, you know, entities. I don't know if I'm using the correct terms.
Like a swap, you mean? You're swapping entities, yeah. And they're getting in through people's chakras, because the chakras is the portal. It's the plug, if you like.
Well, I mean, surely sex has been so perverted. I mean, if you look at the main goal, well, the only goal actually, well, is to, you know, procreate the species, and look at what has become. Just, you know, I think on that level we are just influenced by pornography mainly.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
We have lost the original intent of sex. In my opinion,
yeah, I mean, absolutely,
almost completely, because
Yeah. I mean, I've actually come to the realization that actually men shouldn't really be ejaculating unless they want to create a baby. I don't know if you've looked into I'd advise any men listening to that. I've written a book on that as well. Actually, it's only an ebook, but about holding on to your seed and the amount of energy and creativity it gives you when you withhold and you don't masturbate and you don't ejaculate, you get an extra 20-25%. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable what it does to you and how much energy it gives to you if you can refrain from that. And yeah,
I thought about that at the beginning. I said, you know, that's just bigoted thoughts. But I mean, it's actually true now that I'm thinking about it more and more. And you know, I think it's right. I think men should refrain actually if they don't want to procreate. And this would be seen. This won't be popular, as you say.
No,
this would be seen as extreme and bigoted and I don't know what other negative adjective I'd use, but it would trigger lots of reactions. But in the end, if you look at it, sex, the reason why people have sex is to procreate.
Yeah,
it's not exactly simply for pleasure.
No.
And this has completely been, distorted.
Yeah. And it's a demonization of the sacred, of the divine feminine. Mm. You know, the divine feminine is, she's the nurturer. She's the life bringer. She's the creator. She's the peace bringer. She's going to literally birth a new paradigm into existence. And what are the men doing? You know, they're doing what they do into a sock or whatever, you know. That's like what we think of the feminine, you know. This is wrong. This is all wrong. And all this like hookup culture we live in, this Tinder, you know, just go and get laid, and it's all wrong. And we as men really have to wake up to what we're doing, because we have to take responsibility for this and stop doing what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And like you say, it won't be popular because most men don't want to give that up. They want to keep, chase it. And I understand
pleasure at all costs. And I'm seeing this, unfortunately, talking to people, to friends, etc.
What men really want to do is get to the root cause as to why they want to do it anyway in the first place. Because the reason we do that is because it gives us a very short temporary hit of dopamine or serotonin, because we're feeling down about ourselves. So rather than do that and waste that creative force, which could go into a project or I don't know, whatever you want to do in life, get to the root cause. Why is it you want to do it in the first place? Are you unhappy? Is there something from your childhood you've not dealt with? Is it, you're not unhappy? Is there something that, you're not happy in your job? Or go to the root of the problem. That's not going to solve your problems. And what it does to us spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, we're only just starting to understand. So, NoFap, look into it, and plug my book on that as well.
In my opinion, also this can be referred also to women, because try to explain to someone that you knew and you might be interested in that you don't have sex unless it is for procreation. Good luck with that.
I mean, they're looking at you like you're a nutcase, and for those men that were single, and I was single for a long time, it kind of narrows the band even more after you've told them that you're vegan and that you believe that we run by reptilian overlords.
Every pickup artist recommend it.
Do you know what? Francisco, you get these pickup artists on YouTube.
Yeah,
we should start some kind of conspiracy pickup artist.
that would be interesting. There's a video from the Joy Camp. I don't know if you are familiar.
No.
There's Benny Wills that participated also in various conferences. They were doing these comedic videos, and there's one video where this guy is going out on a date.
Yeah.
A girl, and they're going to dinner, and she's ordering, you know, I think fish, and he's going, well, wait, you know, where does this come from? You know, there's okay, we are not having it. We're having another, you know, wine. Oh, but you know that is that organic? Yeah. Because if it's not organic, so he goes to the bathroom, and then comes back, and the girl has disappeared.
Oh, you'll have to send me the link to that. I mean, you know, we need to make this fun. You know, it's like it's so crazy what's going on, and really, on one level, it's really serious, and there's a lot of stuff that's not very nice, and we have to do something about it. But I'm trying to find a little bit of fun in the madness as well. I mean, look, you know, you can wake up in the morning and you can decide to be a dolphin if you want these days. You know? It's like you can be anything you want.
Dog.
Yeah, you could be a palm tree. You know, a trans palm.
Yeah, crazy.
I don't know. It's mad, and it's a computer game that some of us are wanting to get out of, and others are just, you know, that I don't even know if some of them are even active in the game. I think maybe they're just Borgs. Who knows? But I'm sure that everyone has the ability to, I don't like using the word wake up, because when you say wake is something you have after a funeral. So that's wordplay. Mm. I don't know. Everyone has the ability to come into some awareness, and you know, it's just a case of blinding.
The problem is most people are choosing willfully not to do that, and that's what's getting me. You know.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, I was very much like that a few years ago. I mean, I fell out with family members. Mm. You know, I was sick of seeing them feeding kids GMOs and stuff. And it ruined my own life, because all I was just consumed about why don't they care? Why don't they care? Why don't they care? And kind of come to some acceptance around it. And if they want to continue to be a slave, then you know, that's up to them, and I guess that they'll get their reality that they deserve, and maybe they, I don't know how it's going to pan out, whether or not there'll be a timeline split, or I don't know whether they'll coexist at the same time but in another reality, and those of us that will go somewhere else, who knows, but I feel sure that you know, we can escape this, and I mean, I that's what drives me. I don't want to come back here again. You know, it's a beautiful planet. I'm looking out now. I'm in Thailand. It's stunning. You know, I've got the palm trees here. It's such a beautiful place. Nature's so beautiful. But you know, dealing with the consciousness on this planet is not fun. And
nope.
You know, all we can do is really try and change it and try and rescue the souls that want to be rescued or open to it. And who knows, maybe there'll be a big cataclysmic event where it wakes everyone up.
Yeah, but I'm not seeing that coming for now. The cataclysmic events, cataclysmic events, I'm seeing that pretty much every day with all the crazy spraying that it's going on. I mean, daily.
Mm.
And so, and people just, you know, don't really want to look it. I mean, they should just look up at the sky and see the cataclysm that is going on there. I don't know. Do you have much, you know, chemtrail spraying in Thailand? And
it was weird. It's like sporadic here. Mm. I'm in Koh Samui, which is a small island, in the Gulf of Thailand, and it will go for months with no spraying, and then all of a sudden they'll spray for a month continuously. Mm. It's really weird, but it's a lot less than
than in the UK, where it's a daily bombardment. I couldn't live in that environment.
For now, we have to kind of, you know, carry on what we're doing and try to get, I mean, why, even if we get one or two people on board, will be a success. I don't know what will come, you know, in the future.
I think people are a little bit more receptive than they were 5 years ago when I started with this. It's, you can have a conversation with people and they kind of get to some extent what you're saying. But it's getting those people active. Well, you can't get those people active. They've got to choose to be active or not. But,
In fact, they have to choose it. They have to want it. If I may go back to... you were talking about, you know... stuff that's happening while you sleep, you know, astral travel and all the stuff, if I may, because, you know, I was aware that when you sleep, you know, so weird stuff is going on with your, you know, your mind. You don't really know where sometimes where you're going, and you wake up and you are maybe, you know, more tired than when you went to bed.
So I
was wondering if sort of sleep opens you up to this phenomena.
So what they've done is they've overlaid our astral body. So when we go to sleep at night and we go into 4D, actually what they're doing, it goes a bit deeper than that, is they're projecting holographic themes down onto us while we're sleeping. And these holographic themes are based around fear things like... you know, poverty, scarcity, death, rape, those kind of things. So we're dreaming, we're having dreams around those kind of subjects, which is making us fearful anyway. And then what they've done is they've overlaid the astral body so they can feed on the fear while we're sleeping. So that's why you can have 8 to 10 hours sleep and then wake up feeling drained.
Because actually, that happens really. Actually. So.
You've and someone like you, Francesco, unfortunately, would be targeted because, you know, look at what you're doing. You're organising these podcasts and bringing awareness and waking soldiers up. So, the thing is, these energies, they don't like someone that does a 9-to-5, get drunk at the weekend, watch football. They're not going to be targeted in the same way someone like you or I. And, you know, I know this work is true because the only time I've ever been psychically attacked in my sleep, which means basically pinned down and not being able to move, is since I've been involved with this work. Yeah. And it's happened more than once, let's put it that way. And, you know, they certainly don't want this coming out. And, you know, in a way, I know that I'm on the right track. And no matter what they do, it's not going to stop me. And I don't care what kind of fear they put into me and who it is. I'm going to talk about this until, you know, it's got enough traction and people understand it and are aware of it.
Yeah, so, most definitely we shouldn't give up to fear, you know, no matter what. I mean, hopefully, because you never know what kind of attacks actually will.
Really, they're pathetic as well. And I know they'll have their ways of listening to this and whatever. But you know, I see that I've got some clear visual stuff, like abilities that I can go into sometimes, and I kind of see things and. In my mind's eye, and when I'm removing stuff off people, I can see them, you know, they're swearing at me and like telling me to F off and like, they're just parasites really. But they've found ways in which to keep us fearful. And, you know, we've just got to realize that we're the reason that we're being used as batteries by these parasites and these vampires is because we are so much more powerful than they are. They've just managed to trick us in believing that we're not. And that's the cosmic joke, is like humans were once genius, powerful creators. They used to help other civilizations with their own evolution. But we've just descended so badly. We've got amnesia and we've completely forgotten who and what we are. And yep. Really, it's a backhanded compliment that we are being used in this way, because it just means that we're powerful and they need us more than we need them. That's the joke.
Yeah, I mean, that's the, and that's, you know, where the whole, where all the theories about the origins of this psychopathic parasitic ruling class, you know, where they, you know, where they actually originated. You know, I watched recently the Mark Passio presentation. I watched it for the second or third time, actually, on cosmic abandonment.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the most interesting.
Definitely have ancestral wounds, and I like his work
around
that.
Go on.
Well, what I was going to say is, I was listening to someone the other day. I don't know if you've heard of Fiona Barnett, but she is exposing all the high level, satanic child abuse, ritual abuse.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, she's absolutely brilliant. I mean, what a warrior she is. But she come up with something really interesting, and she says that, because I've always wondered, why are there so many paedophiles here? Mm. Yeah, all right. You've got the few that at the top that use it for, I don't know, their rituals to get more power or whatever they use it for. But, you know, the general public, there seems to be a lot. And what she says is that it's in our genetic code now. Because it's been going on for thousands of years from ancient Egypt, that we're all walking around with this in our, it's in our DNA. A lot of it's in our DNA. That's why there's so much of it. It's like a generational thing. And that's the only thing that I've heard someone say that really resonates with me in terms of the reason why there is all this paedophilia on this planet.
And that's linked to the theory that our genetic code was actually artificially spliced and manipulated. But I was wondering, so I mean, so when you look behind this the parasitic class that supposedly is ruling the world, so you know, many people said, well, you know, it's them or it's this group or that group. I actually, you know, you have to wonder, you know, are they, you know, it's really,
they're not in charge.
It's really them, or there is even something more, you know, behind something more, even something darker behind these people, quote unquote people, you know.
See the joke is that they think that they're in charge, and whatever is working through them, probably draconian, demonic, or reptilian, or, you know, that kind of distorted consciousness, thinks it's in charge, when actually it's being used by AI to kind of keep humanity's consciousness low, so AI can then come in and because the reptilians, draconians, and all that, they're also overlaid. They're also in pods as well. Pods were created by AI, but I don't think that they're aware, or maybe they would be now, but they're being used as well. So.
But we are obviously not talking about AI as it is presented right now. I mean,
no, it's AI,
this is much more, you know, ancient.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it was created, you know, we don't know when, actually.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's my belief that AI has destroyed many other planets. And I think Mars is probably one of them. I feel strongly that Mars was a similar kind of situation. Many humans have got memories from Mars. Max Spears used to talk about that he was from. He lived at a time when there was this battle at Mars. And I'm also feeling that they're trying to get a small percentage of humans to go back to Mars when this New World Order kicks in and experiment on them and do stuff there. I feel like there's maybe a few small bases up there still. And but yeah, it's not one thing that's enslaving humanity. It's a number of different things, basically.
But I mean, I'd like to, in closing, I'd like to say that you know, no matter you know, as Marx says in his presentation, in actual many presentations actually, no matter how we've been manipulated or, you know, how our genetic code has been, you know, tampered with, it seems that with the, if we get in the right state of consciousness, we can overcome we can overcome all this. I mean, the human species can overcome. I also happen to believe that if we if we manage to get in a higher state of consciousness, and there's also the matter of the ultimate choice, you know, between love and fear. So what are we going to choose?
Absolutely, yeah, and yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, the idea is, you know, that we increase our increase our consciousness and raise our vibration, not to ignore stuff, but to a level where this stuff just falls apart, falls away, and ceases to exist. And yeah, it's multifaceted. The solutions are multifaceted, I think, because, you know, on the one hand, we also have to say no, start saying no to a lot of stuff. We've got to start saying no to authority, and, you know, paying for TV license, and, you know, we've got to stop cooperating with evil. A lot of it comes down to people being active, people being more interested in knowledge than the TV. A lot of it is healing ourselves as well. That's one that's really, in the last few years, has really been prominent for me. It's like, I'm banging on about the world healing itself, but I'm not healed myself. And we've all got our stuff, you know, we've all got our childhood stuff that we need to work on, which when we deal with it, we that helps raise our vibration and raise our consciousness. So it's working on ourselves as well. Obviously, we have the energetic manipulations that when we remove those, that can help, that can level us up as well on this game that I call this game. I liken it as like a game of Super Mario, where we have all these tools. Yeah. So
yeah,
we you know, if you do some emotional work, you headbutt a box and you get a little bit bigger, and, you know, maybe you change your diet, and then you headbutt another box and you become a bigger version of yourself. And, you know, you do some energy work and then you level up. And so there's tools and things that we can do along the way in this computer game virtual reality that we're involved in.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I always say to people who say, you know, so what can I do? What can I do? They're getting, you know, you know, you're talking about all these things, but, you know, what can we do? And they think about, you know, joining a secret underground resistance organization and that has to fight the armies of the New World Order. But I usually respond to them, well, you know, personally, what kind of changes are you doing to your life? Maybe, you know, maybe you're smoking. Yeah. And if you're still smoking, I don't, you know, you need to quit yesterday. And maybe you're eating crap, same thing. You need to stop doing that. You need to.
Yeah. I mean, what's the point? I mean, again, not very popular, but I, what's the point of saying, oh, they're poisonous, poisonous. Oh, they're poisonous. And I've done it myself. People are going banging on about us being poisoned. And then I've done talks where everyone's drinking alcohol. And it's like, well, what are we doing then? I mean, it's like that old adage, you know, we want change and we're going to be the change, or we're not. So I'm, you know, I'm not perfect by any means, but, you know, it's like we've got to walk the walk, surely. And yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as you say in your book, we have to start giving a shit again.
Oh God, I'm so articulate, aren't I?
Yeah. Very, you know,
yeah, that was written from a very raw,
very intellectual.
yeah. Well, you know, I just speak from the heart. Editing of you know, book editing and stuff, like, just takes the energy out of what you're trying to say half the time. So
exactly.
Yeah.
So well, it has been an interesting ride, this episode, and we were hit by roller coaster of information. And I mean, you know, people will make of it what they will. This is another. Yeah. This is just another aspect of the rabbit hole. And
absolutely.
So you know, take the information or leave it, or take what resonates. And well, in closing, I'd like to remind people of every nationality, actually, that there is this book out, Are You Living or Just Existing? And I read it, and I think, you know, more people ought to write, you know, a book like this, you know, that comes from, that are written, you know, from the heart and telling it, you know, how it is without you know, too many complicated wording.
Yeah, it's off and, the cuff and that.
You have also other other books and other work that you're doing right now. Can you tell me?
I've been really busy. It's this creative energy I've got from, you know, not throwing away my seed, right? I've written a series of books that, like I say, they're all on Amazon. There's The Artificial Intelligence is the newest one. I only released that yesterday. And they're all available in Kindle or paperback. And then I wrote one on NoFap. And what was the other one that I wrote? Oh, and I wrote one, 10 Hacks, 10 Life Hacks to Beat the Matrix.
Right.
Which are actual things that I've incorporated in my own life to try and transcend some of this that have really worked for me. So it's just, they're all books that hopefully add value to people that read them. And like I say, they're all on Amazon and Kindle.
Is there a way to circumvent, you know, Amazon?
I know it's like dancing with the devil, but unfortunately, 90% of book readers go to Amazon. So, you know, it's like the internet. You know, the internet was used for surveillance and control, exactly. And we've turned it on its head to wake people up. And I see the same thing with blockchain and crypto. I feel like there's probably some kind of agenda with that. But you know, there's a lot of independent coins coming out, altcoins. So like anything, they put stuff out there, we can turn it on its head. So I feel with Amazon, I'm just, you know, I know it's a bit of a beast, but if it helps get my books read, then, you know, I'll use it.
Yeah, sure. That's understandable in the time we're in right now.
And, yeah.
Tony, your website, transcendingtimes.org, you also have a YouTube channel, a Steemit account, and...
If anyone wants the information on the removal sessions
and
all the overlays that get removed, if you go to my website, which, like you say, is transcendingtimes.org, there's a section that says Healing with Tony. If you go under the first section, it says chakra and overlay removal. If you just scroll down to the bottom of that page, there's the PDF there, which will talk about all the overlays that are, well, there's many more than what I've spoken about in this interview, but you can see them there, and you just contact me through there if you want a session.
Okay. Wonderful. And so Tony, thank you very much for being here again, and hopefully, you know, we'll have another discussion in the not so far away future.
Yeah, thanks, Francesco. Really, really great to have this chat with you again. And again, thanks for all your work that you do and just putting this podcast on. You know, it's, you're not getting paid for it, and it's time out of your day. And, you know, I really respect you for that. And
it's the bare minimum, but no problem.
Well, it's 100% more than what 99% of other people are doing. So,
yeah, sadly, that's for sure. And
yeah.
Okay, so see you next time, Tony.
Okay, bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.